no other name. No other name. Paul, when he went to the city of Corinth, said, I determined to know nothing among you. I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. No other name but Jesus. Nothing but Jesus Christ crucified. That's what we celebrate with communion, the Lord's Supper, the bread and the juice that represent His body and blood broken for us. Because Paul says, Christ sent me to preach the gospel, the good news, not with words of eloquent wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power. The cross of Christ is powerful. He says, for the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. The cross is the power of God for salvation to us who believe. Makes no sense to an unbeliever. God come to die? That just, you want to worship somebody who was executed as a criminal? That makes no sense. But for us who understand why He came to die, because I'm a sinner and He took my place, the word of the cross is powerful. There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved but the name of Jesus. I need to be saved. I need to be rescued because I'm a sinner, and without being rescued, I'd spend eternity separated from God. But He sent His only Son to pay the price that I owe, to be my substitute, to stand in for me. And the word of the cross is power. The gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, God, come down in the flesh, crucified in my place because that's what I deserved. That's the good news. And that is transformational. Because when I believe that, when I simply say, Jesus said, whoever believes in me has eternal life. When I simply put my trust in that, when I embrace Jesus on the cross for me, I'm transformed. I'm transformed from the inside out. Not an external set of rules that say you need to keep up to this standard, but no, the Holy Spirit comes inside and He says, I make all things new. I'm going to make you a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. The word of the cross, for us who are being saved, it is the power of God at work in our lives. We celebrate that. We remember, we reflect on what Jesus did this morning. As we take bread and grape juice, simple things, simple everyday common stuff. And Jesus says, use this as often as you do it. Use it to remember me. Remember the gospel. Remember the cross. Remember what I did for you. My body broken, my blood poured out for you. I'm going to invite the deacons to come. We're going to pass out the bread and the juice. If you're a believer, if you've put your trust in Jesus for your salvation, I'd invite you to take a piece of bread, take a cup of juice. Hold on to that. We'll all take that together in just a moment. Let's thank Jesus for what He's done for us. Father, You are so good in sending Your only Son to be the Savior of sinners like us. Jesus, You are so full of grace and compassion to lay down Your own life willingly for the sake of rebels against You, whom You will conquer with Your love to make us Your people, Your loved ones. Thank You for loving us. Spirit, thank You for stirring in our hearts to open our blind eyes to see the beauty of the cross, that it is not foolishness, but it is the power of God for my salvation. Thank You for this bread and this juice that reminds us once again of the good news by which we are saved. Help us to stand firm in it. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, what love, what awesome love that You, my God, would die for me. Thank You, Jesus, for dying in my place so that I could be Yours forever. Thank You, in Jesus' name. His body broken for you. Eat. His blood shed for you. Drink. Drink.